The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. And I'm excited because this show is a New Year's show, right? I'm going to be talking about how to overcome pain, how to feel better, how to be in great shape, how to set up all the chips to have a great year, right? You want to look back from the year 2026, right? New Year's 2026, look back, say it was the greatest year of my life. But chances are it's going to be the same year that it was last year, right? That's the problem for most people. Many people don't change. I see people who do change and they're completely excited. They have a great life. Everything in their life changes, but people, probably that's 1% of the people at most. And I want you guys to change. I'm going to give you the information that if you act upon, it'll radically transform your life. So I'm going to get into first inflammation and pain, because we need to overcome our pain, even to start exercising again, even develop a better attitude. And people tend to go to pain medication all the time, trying to fix their pain. And if pain pills actually fix the pain, no one ever need them long term. You know, millions of people are on medications for years, sometimes decades, for pain, inflammation, headaches, and nerve issues. That should tell you something. You know, medications can change how pain feels, but they do nothing to change the pain that is there. So what I'm trying to say is medication does not correct the cause of pain. It alters chemistry so symptoms are quieter temporarily. And I'm going to get into this, but medication can be beneficial, but you need to understand how to use it. So for the most part, if you're trying to deal with pain and you bought into the concept that's been driven into our heads for such a long time, taking a medication fixes the pain, it never fixes it because it always comes back. So in order to overcome pain issues, you know, the pain medications, they don't realign your joints. Anti-inflammatories, they don't remove the nerve stress. Muscle relaxers don't correct posture. Injections don't restore your function. The cause stays, right? The cause stays, the problem stays. Here's the bottom line. That's why pain comes back when the medication wears off. So you really need to view this very differently and go about it very differently. If you don't do it differently, you're going to be the same person you were last year, same person you've been throughout your whole life, becoming less healthy, more weight, more depression, less energy. And here's something that most Americans don't realize about that. In many other countries, natural care is the first step, not the last resort. I want to repeat that. In many countries, natural care is the first step, not the last resort. You know, I'll give you a couple examples. Hands-on care, movement correction, structural balance, nervous system regulation. You know, medications used short-term when absolutely necessary, but it's not a lifestyle. So in the U.S., the system's built around treatment, not correction. I have people to come into my office from islands, right? They may view themselves as a lesser quality nation than the United States is. And I tell them, did you grow up and your mother gave you herbs for pain and sickness? I said, yep. Did you drink tea? You know, whatever natural treatment they had in the area they grew up. They said, we did all that. We didn't have the medications. We didn't have the money to pay for the medication. I said, now do you realize how fortunate you were? And they always say, yes. So in America, there's strong financial incentive and there's strong financial ties to prescriptions, procedures, and repeat visits. Repeat visits. So there's very little incentive in the system to help keep your body better, make it better. Because once you're better, you don't need the system anymore. I often tell patients, people in board meetings right now for the major pharmaceutical companies, they're not high-fiving each other because you got healthier, right? They're not saying, yeah, great job, because the patients, the world's a better place. They're high-fiving each other because they're making more profit. And that's the ultimate bottom line. They often develop drugs, many pain medications that people take, think opioids, and they know they're going to be sued through the teeth over time, but they take that expenditure as part of the price of doing business. So if they're going to be sued for $2 billion and they made $30 billion, they're like, okay, it's an expense. It's no big deal. So it doesn't, now I got to back up for a little bit because I'm very firm with this statement. It doesn't mean that doctors are bad. I feel that many doctors are well-intentioned people. It means the system rewards management, not resolution. So when you really break it down, a couple points I want you to understand. Number one is pain is information. Pain's a light in your dashboard telling you what part of your car isn't working well. It's your computer telling you you have something going wrong. Pain's not the problem. It's telling you that something's wrong. So radiating pain, numbness, tingling, headaches, burning, weakness, Those are nerve signals, the wiring system of your body, letting you know what system isn't working well. You know, if you have pain that travels, that's nerve irritation. If you have chronic inflammation, that's stress overload. Recurring pain has an unresolved cause. So you don't silence a fire alarm by cutting the wires. You put out the fire. I often say that, right? The firemen are very good at coming to your house and putting out the fire. I call them like a pharmaceutical, right? It's a medication. They come to your house, they put out the fire. Great, the fire's gone. Super happy about it. But you have holes in the wall. You have water all over your house you need to clear up. You have many issues you need to fix after the fact you took that medication and had the fire put out by firefighters. So the best part about it is to prevent fires from starting or to recognize early symptoms in your body and have your body work better. So when you look at your body and how it's doing, if you're dealing with ongoing aches, pain that radiates, numbness, tingling, headaches, inflammation that keep coming back, medication has already shown its limits. And many of these issues, they shine lights on your dashboard telling you there's something going on. If you have a nerve issue, you have an organ issue. That's someone come in my office last week and then an issue going down their leg. And I told them the nerves come from the low back, run down their leg, causing the issue radiating down their leg. I said, one other thing I need to tell you, it's my responsibility to let you know this. Those nerves carrying the symptoms from the leg into the spine up to your brain, those nerves also come out and go to your organs, go to your urinary tract, digestive organs. I have so many women that come in and have hysterectomies, fibroids, men who have erectile dysfunction, prostate cancers. And one thing they all have in common, if I look at the lower spine in x-ray, there's always nerve damage. There's always a spine that's really out of position, creating pressure on the nerves coming from the lower spine out to those organs. There's also those joints are out of position, creating weak discs, which tend to fail and break down. And then you have a major disc issue that may need surgery. Now, like I say, most medical doctors who feel are good people caught in a bad system, but the system's meant to have you stay with back pain for a long time, taking medications until you need the next procedure, which is surgery. And surgery is the big money maker. They can make tons of money when you have to do surgery. I don't want that for you. I want you to recognize it early, understand what's going on, fix it, and overcome it. Now, if you have a problem, you might not be able to get perfectly back to where you want to be, but we can get you significantly better than you currently are, which I feel is a huge win. So the first thing talking about this year, going into 2026, I always say look back from the end of the year, New Year's 2026, and look back over the year and say, how has my life changed? And if you're dealing with organ issues, disease process, numbness and tingling down into your hands, maybe even heart disease or other issues, glandular issues, whatever it is, it has a nerve cause or nerve-related problem creating that issue. So I'm going to encourage you. You know, I'm dealing with so many people in my office. We're an extremely busy office. What people need, honestly, is cause-based evaluation, none of the prescription. So what I always do, I always want you guys, my radio listeners, to have access to really top-notch care to figure out whether or not you can be healthy. Now, this, I'm gonna let you know, I'm going to give you a certain amount of appointments. So for my radio listeners, I'm offering no-cost structural and nerve evaluation. And it's not designed to sell you any care, but it's designed to answer one question. Is your pain coming from an unresolved mechanical or neurological issue versus something else? That's the big thing. If your spine isn't in the right position, we do x-rays, very high-level x-rays. We examine those x-rays to make sure your nerve system's running perfectly. If it isn't, then it has to be. There's no issue of it not being. It has to be a major part of the cause why you have pain, disease process, or other issues. You may be taking medication for, but you're not getting healthier. If medication truly worked, it would make you healthier. But as soon as you get off the medication, your problem's there glaring at you directly in the face. You may even have it worse. So because the longer nerve stress and inflammation, it sits uncorrected, the more your body adapts in the wrong direction, I want to offer you, and do this every week for radio listeners, for 10 people. Anybody who wants to come in and go through our entire exam process so you can get the information that you deserve to figure out what's going on with your body and then talk about how to get it corrected. We're in Fishkill, New York, right by Route 84 and Route 9. So most people come to our office from 20 minutes away, half hour away. We do have people come further. But if you want to come in, I'm going to offer those 10 free appointments for you to come in and be examined. So you can call us at 845 845- 845-896-1200. Or you could text us at the number too. So it's 845-896-1200. You can text us the word posture, right? You can call us and say you want to come in for an exam, whatever you want to call us and say. But if you're going to text us the word posture so we know why you're texting us and we'll get back to you Monday morning. One of my girls will call up and they'll say, you heard the radio show, you want to come in, you want to be checked out, and we're more than happy to give you one of those 10 visits, and we'll call you back on Monday morning, set up the appointment. So the number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. Give us a call or text us the word posture and let us know you want to come in, and we'll set up a time and get you really focused and moving in the right direction so you can have the best 2026 you ever imagined. So in 2026, I really want to have an overcoming mindset. We're overcomers. We are. We're meant to be overcomers. We're not meant to be stagnant, you know, having issues that don't go away. But every January, I meet the same person in my office. It's a different name, but the same story. They're sitting across from me saying, I've tried everything. And they don't fail because they didn't care. They gave effort. They tried their hardest. They failed because they're told to fight their body instead of fix it. So they're fighting against natural physiology, natural signs that are letting know there's an issue. And so the person tells me they start every January, they start strong. They work hard every January, clean eating, new workouts, trainers, their motivation's super high. But then by February, the scale stops moving. In March, energy drops. By April, they're blaming themselves again. So the cycle isn't a discipline issue, it's a physiology issue. So I see these people, and they didn't address the reason why they can't lose weight. They're trying to move the scale. I love this because they have the discipline, the drive, they want it to happen. But discipline and drive will only carry you so far once the results stop. So you need results to come behind the discipline and drive in order for it to continue moving forward. So you know, the difference for them is really not another diet. Another diet isn't really going to help you. The difference was understanding why their body was holding on to extra weight. And that's crazy, right? People, their bodies want to hold on to extra weight. I know people that are extremely obese and eat very little or very cleanly because their body wants to hold on to extra weight. There's very specific things you need to do to fix this issue. And it's more interventional to overcome it. But the typical mindset of working out more or cutting calories never, ever works. And there's all sorts of gyms and diet systems trying to get your money from you this time of year. This is the number one season for gyms. More memberships are signed up for now in January than any other time of the year. So it's their Super Bowl month. They make so much money off of it. So, you know, their mindset and their marketing isn't always for you. It's about getting you into the gym, not having you change. They want you to be a member forever. So when you look at it, you know, the main issues are inflammation, hormonal stress, poor sleep, nervous system overload. So once we address the why, the weight stops fighting back. It wants to fall off. Once your body feels safe, once it feels healthy, once it's working well, it wants to let go of any extra weight. So the thing is, you don't need to do harder work. You need a better plan. So most people don't need, you know, to work out hard. You just need to have a better approach, a new approach. And I want to explain this. Starvation, not the answer. Punishing yourself, not the answer. Endless resets, never, ever going to answer the issue. You need structure, support, and a body that's finally on your side. So, you know, so many people, I call them hard losers. And hard losers, they get to a point where they've tried everything, they've worked hard, and their body's resisting. It does not want to drop the weight. And then you look at other people, they're just, you know, I often joke, I say, you look at someone in the summer working on a roof, right? A roofer, and they have their shirt off and they're lean. They have abs. They have a cigarette in their mouth, right? You could tell they probably eat like crap, but they're lean and they have abs. You're like, what am I doing wrong? How come I can't lose weight? This person is super lean, has abs, and I work out hard. I eat better and I have all this extra weight in my body. So the issue is when you have more problems, right? So you have your body becomes overwhelmed by lack of nutrition. Sounds crazy, but as I always say, we're overfed and undernourished in this country. So we're overfed calorically. They're called macronutrients, the protein, the carbs, the fats. We have way too many of them. And our food is altered. You know, it's very damaged with GMOs and all the sprays we put on our food. It really damages the food and makes it more addicted to us. So we're overfed that way, but we're severely undernourished nutritionally. What I mean by nutritionally is our food has far lower vitamins and minerals in it than it was designed to have. We can grow food in bad soil, soil that has no vitamins, no minerals in it, but we can grow with, you know, basically technology. You know, we have better fertilizers, we have better, you know, all the stuff we put in the soil, and we can grow food quick that looks good, even tastes good, but has no nutritional value. The research shows the food has 30 to 80% less nutrients in it than it did 50 years ago. So we have to address that issue, because if you don't address that issue, your body's going to become undernourished in vitamins and minerals and micronutrients, and your body's going to say, I need to go get those vitamins and minerals and nutrients, and it's going to eat more food. So then you're going to eat more macros again. You're going to eat more carbs, fat, and protein, trying to find those nutrients, and your body's going to put on weight. Your body's innate intelligence doesn't really care about how much weight you have, because it's a bigger priority to find those nutrients. But let's say you don't find those nutrients. I'm going to tell you something most people don't realize. Let's say you diet instead and you keep eating the same type of food, but you eat less of it now, and your body becomes more malnourished than ever before, and it becomes overwhelmed with stress and inflammation, right? Because if you don't have enough nutrition in your body and you're not giving it the food that it needs, your body's going to become stressed. It's going to have high levels of inflammation. So your cortisol, the stress hormone, spikes up tremendously. So it goes up super high, and then it stores more fat around your gut. So it stores fat around your gut and eventually around your butt. So gut and butt fat grows. So this is what I say by a hard loser. Many people are hard losers, and they have the same weight as they were maybe 20 years earlier, but it changes. There's more weight around their gut and their butt. Women tend to store it more in a lower region. Men store it more in their gut. So that's a cortisol fat distribution, is more fat around your gut and butt. So you really need to fix that, because if you don't fix it, you just try to cut weight, you're going to keep it there. I've worked out in many gyms, and there's always people working on the same treadmill for 10 years and they don't lose the weight. The body remains the same shape and might even change to the worse because it never fixed the nutritional issue. I feel exercising harder when you're stressed or ready creates more of a problem. I want to say that if you exercise harder and your body's stressed to begin with, it creates more of a problem. And then basically those two areas grow more and you have higher cortisol levels. So that's a big thing you have to do, is overcome that stress that's creating the higher cortisol levels, so you can shrink down the middle area of your body and not let it keep growing. So number one, what you have to do is find out exactly what you're deficient in. So we have technology in our office that can tell you exactly what you're deficient in, vitamin and mineral wise, tell you what you're deficient in, how much of it to take, right? So you can overcome that issue. So many people take their vitamins every day, right? They see on a website that this vitamin's good or that vitamin's good. So they take a vitamin and they just throw it against the wall. They say, this is going to work. I hope it's going to work. And you have no way of knowing whether it's working. But if you figure out exactly what your body's deficient in, then it can overcome these issues. Matter of fact, we find once you figure out exactly what people are deficient in and plug these nutrients in, these vitamins and minerals into their body, they start letting go of weight right away. We have many husbands and wives that do our system. And the husband is typically, guys, I got to tell you something. If you're listening to the show, don't be so stubborn. Guys are always more stubborn than their wives. So the wife says, I want to do the system. They follow it exactly. And they lose tons of weight. They get much healthier. They're loving life. Honestly, they walk into work or whatever they do, they feel so much more confident. It's incredible. Guys, what we do is we want to say, I'm going to eat the same stuff my wife's eating, so I'll get all the benefits, but I won't find out what I'm deficient in. And this way I won't know what supplements I need to plug in. And they don't lose weight. They'll lose weight maybe for the first 10 days, maybe 20 days, then the body shuts off, loses no more weight, they don't change the shape of their body, and the wife keeps losing. So I see that all the time. You really need to find out exactly what you're deficient in, plug these things into your body, could work better. Now, once you plug in these foods, I mean, these vitamins and minerals, your body feels very satisfied. It doesn't feel like it needs tons of food for that first 40 days of the system. So first 40 days or so of the system, we cut your calories to a degree, and your body is perfectly happy, not hungry. Some people even have trouble getting that much food into their body because they're so satisfied by the vitamins and minerals we found out that they needed. And when they plug them in, the food doesn't matter as much. So you have to tell people sometimes to eat all the food that we recommended to you. So once they do that for the first 40 days, then a second 40 days is very unique in what we do. Most people lose 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. So it's a radical time of transformation. you know, you lose a lot of weight then because your body can let go of it easy because you're completely satisfied. But the second phase, the next like 30 days or so, we find out all the foods your body's reacting to poorly, because there's no way you're going to truly find that out until you're in a semi-fasted state. Then we can add in certain foods and see how you react to them. We can create a beautiful roadmap for you that tells you what you have issues with and what you don't have issues with, so you can continue with a great metabolism moving forward for the rest of your life. The goal is not to have a weight loss system you have to do over and over. The goal is to fix your metabolism, so this way it's not a repeatable thing. You're going to remain lean for the rest of your life as long as you don't go back to your old way of eating. So once you get through that period of time, it's all about education, going to parties, going out to eat, hanging out, having a great time, and understanding exactly how to bring your weight back to normal once you eat a ton of food or whatever you're going to do. It's about maintaining a healthy metabolism so your body's functioning well. Your brain works so much better. You have so much lower rate of leaky gut that heals. Leaky brain, which happens after leaky gut, can heal. And many of the disease processes associated with those two things, they also start going away. So many autoimmune issues are linked to leaky gut and leaky brain, and we fix them and people become much healthier. I always tell the story, you may know Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci is an actor, he's a food person, he has shows on TV about going to Italy. But the problem is, he's a big Italian eater, makes beautiful food, but he got celiac disease and he couldn't eat any more gluten. So he was an Italian food journalist, or essentially like actor. He would go out and film these TV shows about going to Italy and eating, but he couldn't eat pasta anymore, right? So he tried stuff to help him get better, but then unfortunately he found out he had cancer. And while he had cancer, he couldn't eat. He had certain periods of time where he couldn't eat that much. And during that period of time, he lost weight. You know, his body wasn't working as well, but he healed. He came back. After he healed and came back, his gut healed and he can eat all the pasta again. So his body overcame that issue only in a fasted state, but his gut healed and he can eat pasta, whatever he wanted again. So we want you to be functioning so well you can eat whatever you want again and be healthier, enjoy life that much more, as well as be lean, happier, and healthier. So you know, if you're listening right now and thinking, I don't want to do it again this year, you know, I don't want to be the same person I was last year, the past decade, you know, this is your time. You know, for the new year, we're offering a once and for all weight loss and inflammation reset evaluation for our listeners. So for the first 10 people, you know, you can come in and do our complete evaluation. It's normally $190. Do it completely for free. And it's not a diet. It's not a quick fix. It's really about balancing how your body works and stopping the cycle of having a diet just to remain the same weight, which I know many people do, and I've done it in the past, but I've overcome it and my body works better. So you can call 845-896-1200. Call, leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning, set up a time for you to have you come in. We only do 10 appointments because we're very busy. This is the busiest time of year, honestly. And so those 10 appointments to me are so valuable because I don't have many of them, but I open up 10 appointments for the upcoming week. Well, this week's going to be short, so the next 2 weeks for people to come in before January 1st and start overcoming their weight loss issues. So call us. It's 845-896-1200, or you can text us 845-896-1200. Text us the word loss, LOSS, and we'll get back to you on the phone and we'll, you know, tell you exactly how to, what time's good for you, how to set it up, and how to come in. So it's 845-896-1200. Give us a call. I truly and really want you to be on track to have the best 2026 and really transform your life once and for all. All right, so for the end of the show, I'm going to talk about something I haven't talked about in a very long time, and that is drinking alcohol. Because it's the holiday time, and most people for Christmas and New Year's, you may have a couple drinks. I don't think it's the healthiest thing you could do, but I can help you to understand how to make it much healthier. I'm going to give you the three categories first of what you should be drinking in order. And the first one is clean spirits like vodka, gin. That should be what you're drinking first, right? Because it has the least amount of toxins in it. Vodka and gin are quadruple distilled. So all the stuff that would be in it that would impact you negatively, you know, it's all gone now. Second thing is wine. But wine, and also those drinks I talk about, a mixer. So if you're going to do vodka, gin, or clear spirit, always put it in seltzer. You can do that, or you can do seltzer mixed with a little bit of honey. You can mix it that way, some lime, some lemon. You know, don't do the big mixers, the chemical mixers, because that's really where it goes bad. Second is wine. Now, wine can be decent for you, but you really need to know where to find it. So if you know, there's a company called Dry Farmed Wines. So if you look online at Dry Farmed Wines, and it gives you a good idea of what you should be looking for in terms of be healthy. But wine itself can be decent for you, but most of the wine we buy from the United States it isn't that healthy. Matter of fact, from California, there's three main juice producers. So three big companies that produce the juice that other companies take and create wines from. And California wines are heavily sprayed. There's a lot of Roundout and GMO, GMO stuff on there. And so they're sprayed, the Roundup, the GMO sprays, and it's toxic. You want to find something that is, it's not irrigated, so the wines have to find the water. And it's real interesting, right, how life works, because wine's a living thing. You know, it's a grape that grows on a vine. So the grape, if you don't irrigate it, the roots go very deep. They go down up to 50 feet to find the water. And it's much healthier to find the water down at a very clean part of the soil. So it has many minerals, all this stuff in it. It's good for you. And it finds very clean water. Now, most wines that irrigate, and it's hard to tell unless you ask someone who knows, but if you get a wine that irrigates, then it stays about 1 foot deep. So the roots only grow for about 1 foot. And then all the chemicals, all the poor soil's there. So you definitely want to get a wine that's grown. Generally, it's going to be in Europe somewhere, Italy, France, somewhere over there, in which it's not irrigated, it's not, you know, watered, and the vines go deep. So you have to ask. I guarantee if you go to a good wine store, people know about that. So you could do white or red, but you need to get, generally, if I have no idea what I'm doing, I'll get a French wine or an Italian wine, because they always treat their food better over there and it's good. But if you're buying it from your home, for your home, you can ask someone at the store and find out much healthier versions of it. Third is the beer and everything else. It's hard because beer, it's so processed. If you got a beer that was fermented and it wasn't filtered, it wasn't pasteurized, then that would be good. But many beers are, you know, done that way through pasteurization and unnatural means of fermenting. So basically my big three are, you know, clear liquors, clear spirits, and then clean wine. And the other stuff I tend to stay away from are treated just for one day to overcome it. Now, one caveat I want to give you: afterwards, I always take activated charcoal before I go to bed. Take two capsules of activated charcoal or carbon. It binds with all the toxins and alcohol that can give you a hangover or anything like that. Helps you feel much better. All right, guys, listen, I hope you enjoy your Christmas and New Year's. I wish you the best 2026 you can ever have. I pray that at the end of it, you look back and say it was the best one. You had the most change in the greatest time, the greatest life. So I want to thank you for listening to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'll be back on the air next Saturday and Sunday with more health restoring information. Bless you. Have a great week.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.